One second.
Hi.
Hi. Just doing a little work on the side. What's going on? Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. As we start hour number two, I want to remind you that we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, then Rocket can.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to have you here. What's going on? All right, here's how this works. I roll in here. I crack open the mic. I look into the camera, and I give you really good takes and rants, and I do interviews, and I tell you what I think. In response, what you do is you listen, and you're entertained, and you're informed, and you pick up the phone, and you call, and you react, or you bring something original to it. It's wide open. It's a blank canvas. You have a platform. It's a giant stage. And some of you want to be on the big stage. I know you do. I can provide it. I am the idol maker. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Coming up in 20 minutes, I've got the co-host of the Man to Man Pod, former NFLer Antoine Bethea. And obviously, it's been a big weekend, so he'll have a lot to talk about. At 11:20 Pacific time, the head coach of Kansas. And again, what a remarkable job he's done. They're 4-0. They won two games last year. They're 4-0 this year. Lance Leipold joins me, and that's at 11:20. The ATP is coming up a little bit later on. I ended that hour by talking about something that I never thought would happen. The NFL finally putting the Pro Bowl down. Well, there goes one take. One take that I could count on every single year. Not anymore. Hey, Jim, Vanderjack ruined kickers for me as well. Signed Perv, the head ball coach, Duke in Vancouver. That Vanderjack take is absolutely incredible. Him, quote, berating Peyton, questioning Peyton's energy and it and fire, and saying that he and Tony Dungy were like one and the same, and that he was going to set them straight. The kicker. Pretty good kicker, but his whole, come on, 18. Shake yourself, 18. Let's do this, 18. Has there ever been a guy,
shake
you know,
yourself.
Pink forehead aside, has there ever been a guy who was more prepared, who cared more, who worked harder at it than 18? And the kicker was questioning 18's desire and energy and it. And then grouping himself in with him, saying, 18, you and me, you and me. And not necessarily in that order. You and me are going to handle it. Or me and you are going to handle it. Omaha. Incredible. Then again, as much as I hated the Pro Bowl, if not for that, we would have never gotten that. So the Pro Bowl was actually good for that.
Idiot kicker.
Hey, Rome. Pro Bowl flag football game? Seriously? I'm all for putting an end to that farce of a game, but now it's flag football? Fine. But how many cartons of juice boxes and orange slices are they going to have to cart to Vegas for kids to consume during TV timeouts? Chad in the ATL. War everybody understanding why nobody in the NFL pressed to bring in Jimmy G. Again, if you want to play flag football, I don't even know why. I mean, just put the whole thing down. Just do it. Kill it off altogether. Why waste time with a flag football game? But if so, it better not be on the sand. It better not be beach flag football. Oh, it's all brought in Lef. That's good. Let's see what the multi-champ has to say. Lef and Laguna tweets, in addition to the NFL Skills Week culminating with a friendly touch football game, please also join us for the high ropes course, bobbing for apples and trust falls. Signed, Omaha Productions.
Omaha!
There you go. Now we're talking. Benton is in. Quote, we may have lost the Pro Bowl, but we still have Garrett Ritt on October 14th.
Game on.
If he gets there, he's got to get to October 14th. We're in the home stretch, but as I've mentioned before, It's the proverbial example of the old jalopy dropping engine parts and leaking oil and smoking out of the engine trying to get to the finish line. We'll see. And if old man Ritt doesn't make it, maybe I can get his surrogate dad or his twin brother who coaches the Broncos. Because at this point, would we really know any difference? I don't know. What? There you go. Techno-free pop. Premium techno-free pop. 1-800-636-8686. Duval, you have waited long enough. I've said it before, I'll say it again right now. This show is better. No, life is better when we're talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars winning football games, as we are right now. As obsessed as I've been with them. You know, we're talking about them for the right reasons. You know, as opposed to their former coach, Buddy, needing a night out, abandoning the team after a loss, grinding on co-eds, and generally setting the game back decades. Thankfully, we're no longer talking about that. We're talking about the Jaguars, and we're talking about them winning games. And not just winning games, but kicking the bleep out of people. So life is good. Really, really good, especially in Duval. Especially after they just cracked a team that many viewed as a legitimate Super Bowl contender in the LA Chargers, myself included. They're one of my future bets. I felt great about them when I made that bet. Yes, they are banged up right now. But that's partly because they got ran the hell over by a locomotive out of Duval County. I can't say it enough. Duval! How the hell are you living? I mean, damn, Duval. Jags fan, I know you have not seen very much of this in your existence, but what is taking place with Trevor Lawrence is what they call, wait for it, quarterback development. Right, it's a real thing. Quarterback development. And it's taking place in Jacksonville. And because it is, you are finally winning football games. Not only winning football games, but winning football games on the road. Not only winning football games on the road, but beating legitimate contenders on the road. So yes, that 18-game losing streak away from the Ville is no longer a thing. And it's due in large part to Trevor Lawrence. Well, Trevor and that nasty D. You see what happens when you lose the perv and you replace him with a guy who actually knows how to work with quarterbacks like Doug Peterson. A guy, you want to talk about a guy who knows how to work with quarterbacks, he had Carson Wentz in the MVP conversation. This guy had Carson Wentz halfway to a yellow blazer. This guy had your favorite quarterback clones, Nick Foles, ripping a Lombardi. Why do you play that soundbite, Avi, when I mention him? This is Peterson. This is what he did. He had Carson Wentz in the MVP conversation, and he had your favorite quarterback clones, Nick Foles, ripping one. And 3 games into this Peterson-Lawrence marriage, this is absolute bliss. 3 games into the Perv-Lawrence marriage, Perv went AWOL and decided to get his perv on back in the old stomping grounds rather than staying in and doubling down to fix what was obviously broken because, quote, Perv needed a night out.
That's devastating.
So Perv has blown up bridges everywhere in that organization while stunting his franchise quarterback's growth. Oh, and did I mention getting his Perv on? Well, Peterson, on the other hand, has got a very definitive plan for Trevor Lawrence, and he's working that plan, and the plan is already seeing results. Big-time results. You see, Peterson understands what Perv did not. Well, the pro game, for one. but also that Lawrence has got that prototypical size and he's got a cannon, but he can also move. Doug's using his entire weapon or repertoire of weapons, arsenal of weapons. Wild idea. Hey, Perv. Yesterday, Lawrence was decisive and really efficient once again. He just looks like a different guy now. He looks like a much more decisive, confident quarterback and efficient as hell in connecting on 28 of 39 passes and throwing for 262 yards and 3 touchdowns. Again, a different player altogether.
Trevor drops. Scrambling to the right, still looking. Scramble. Fires to the back of the end zone. Caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown to Zay. The Jags have extended the lead. Rolling right is Trevor, firing toward the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. Christian Kirk made the catch, and Jacksonville has scored again. Third and goal from the 11-yard line. 31-10, Jags lead it. Dropping is Trevor. Fires corner of the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown in the back of the end zone. How in the world did Marvin Jones Jr. come down with that thing? With Michael Davis draped all over him. Touchdown, Jaguars.
Jags radio. So once again, we're talking about a guy who looks like a totally different player. Totally different player. 6 touchdowns and only 1 turnover in 3 games. The 6 TDs are halfway to his entire rookie season mark. Hell, this guy went 8 weeks last season throwing 1 touchdown. One. And it wasn't only Trevor on offense. The queen herself made this point before I could get to it. James Robinson is healthy. He did his best to complement that passing game by icing the entire thing in the third quarter.
4.5 yard under center is Trevor. The give is to James Robinson. He's got it in more. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown on 4th down. James Robinson broke loose for the score! A 50-yard touchdown run.
Wasn't that the guy that Perv benched? Jags 38, Chargers 10. 10 points against a Justin Herbert-led offense. Benched, and yes, I understand that Justin was not right physically. However, that Jacksonville D was. And like Trevor, that D needs the proper respect put on their name as well. A week after shutting the Colts out, they did not allow the Chargers to get a first down in the first quarter. And they were opportunistic as hell once again. That same defense that was the worst in the NFL in forcing takeaways a year ago is as good as any unit in the NFL right now. They're forcing the ball out of the opposition's hands. Remember, we had this conversation. Devin Lloyd came on last week. I had this very conversation, and I asked him the question, how much of this is about scheme, and then how much of this is about guys who just have a knack for ripping the ball? They forced turnovers in back-to-back drives in the first half. There was an interception by, wait for it, the rookie, Devin Lloyd, Jungle Karma, and a DeJuan Smooth fumble recovery. Again, I know we're only 3 games in. I don't want to get too carried away. Although I do often get carried away when I talk about the Jags, because I love the Jags. I don't want to get too carried away, but right now, they've got the look of a pretty complete team. And I can even go here. They've got the look of a pretty damn good team. That's how impressed I am with what I've seen so far. I was going to shout out and say, Queen Nika, where are you? But she already jumped in. And you know why? She knows. She knows that right now there isn't anybody who wants a part of that team. But everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon. Everybody wants to jump on that wagon right now. And they're running out of seats. And if you want a seat on that bandwagon, to quote the queen herself, you're going to need a Bible and a seatbelt if you're going to stay in that seat. If there's even a seat left on it.
Hey, Tenderoni, find me. Section 403, row M, seat 20, bring a Bible and a seatbelt. I'm out.
I bet there's a line now. Bring a Bible and a seatbelt. Hey, Tenderonis, find me. She gave you her section, her seat number, and said, bring a Bible and a seatbelt. That's why she's the queen. Jacksonville, the leaders of the AFC South, and you better don't clown them for it.
You better don't.
because look at what the supposed doormat of the league, the AFC South, did to the alleged best division in football yesterday, the AFC West. 3-0. Have some. And how about this incredible stat? It made the rounds on social media because our pal Will Brinson tweeted, quote, Doug Peterson has tied Urban Meyer for fifth all-time in most wins by a Jaguars coach.
That was devastating. Heartbreaking.
For you, dude. That's incredible. 3 games into his tenure. Perv. Then again, Perv's tenure lasted only 13 games. Well, his tenure as the worst NFL coach ever will forever last. And looking worse by the second. Duval, I'm going to assume that life is incredible right about now, but why don't you do me a favor and get your ass on the phone and confirm it for me? Props to the Jags. Notice I'm not saying anything snarky like Keenan McCardell and Fred Taylor and Jimmy Smith ain't walking through that door, and neither is Tony Boselli or Mark Brunell. Notice I'm not saying anything like that. Because for the first time in a long time, you guys are in good hands once again. And I don't need to say anything like that. Duval, get up in here. I've got a Duval line open for you. 1-800-636-8686. When we come back, Antoine Bethea joins me. NFL action, obviously, in full swing, and especially at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. Plus, everybody can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Right now, for every leg, you can boost your winnings up to 100%. So, with payouts bigger than ever, why would you bet on football anywhere else? Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use my code ROME, R-O-M-E, to get $200 in free bets if your team does win when you place a $5 bet on any football game. Code ROME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You do have to be present in state where lawful to wager, 21 or older in most eligible states, but age does vary by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. 10-plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, so enough of what I have to say about all this. Let's get to a 14-year NFL vet, a Super Bowl champion, a 3-time Pro Bowler, author of Bet on Yourself, Inside the Mind of the Ultimate Underdog, co-host of the Man to Man podcast, Antoine Bethea joins me. Antoine, good to have you back. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. Looking good. It's great to have you back. So we could start any number of places, but let me start with your former team, the Colts. Not only did they not look so great in their first 2 weeks, with Kansas City coming to town, lose again, and then they're looking at a 1-2-1 start and a big problem. So what did they show you in the way they were able to grind out that win over KC? And then can an emotional dub like that jumpstart an entire season?
Man, that was a huge win for them. You know, Kansas City coming into town, into Lucas Oil, the Indianapolis Colts, their first home game, and they were able to capitalize on Kansas City mistakes. You know, muff punt gives them a short field. Matt Ryan and company, they're able to punch it in. So, Colts, man, hell of a job, man, of getting a big win, and I think a win like this could jumpstart something for that Colts team. I think it's something that they needed, something that, you know, Matt Ryan said that, you know, for him and his team, they need to get this win. And it was a great win. I think one of the most surprising wins of the weekend.
Huge win. Antoine Bethea joining us. All right, so on the flip side of that, what about the Chiefs? They seemed like they were just fine without Tyreek Hill the first couple of weeks until they didn't seem like they were just fine. In fact, did you see Patrick Mahomes having that moment with Eric Bieniemy? Is that just one bad week for the Chiefs, or do you think that maybe the problems might run deeper there?
Outside looking in, I would say you know, one bad week. You know, obviously you see the conversation between Patrick Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy. You can get that. You know, you can get that. You got guys that probably don't see eye to eye all the time, and those were one of the instances where they didn't see eye to eye. You got a, you know, offensive coordinator and his you know, all pro quarterback having, you know, differences, and you're gonna have that in football. But I don't think you know, we'll panic too much on the Kansas City Chiefs offense. Yeah, they didn't look like their normal selves yesterday, but I think they'll be just fine.
Antoine Bethea joining us. You know, the beauty of the NFL, man, it was a wild weekend, and I mean that in the best way. Just when you think you know something, just when it looks like the Bills are clearly the team to beat after big wins over the Rams and Titans, they get beat by Miami. How much are you buying into the Dolphins and their 3-0 start?
I'm bought in. You know, they had a big acquisition with Tyreek Hill, teaming up with Jalen Waddle, and then Tua. We wanted to see, like, what who is Tua? And yesterday you saw who he was, you know, going out and then coming back into the game and leading his team. And they've done a magnificent job of putting some players, some playmakers around Tua so he can develop as a young quarterback. And I'm on the Miami Dolphins train, man, 3-0. We can see what they can do for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I am too, Antoine. I love them. What do you make of Tua? When Tua took that shot and he got up and he was wobbling and then he went back to the locker room and then they said that he was under investigation or they were going to look at whether or not he was in the protocol, and then he comes back out and then come to find out that it was not his head but his back, allegedly. Are you buying that? What do you make of that whole thing?
Right.
And what do you think? How do you think that's going to play out?
Hey, look, we've all seen this. You know, if we're watching NFL, and you know, I can only take a man's word. So if he said it was his back, it was his back, but it looked different to me, you know. But to the fans, to Miami Dolphins fans, to his teammates, to see him go in the locker room and then come back out and play the way he played, that's what you want to see out of your leader. And obviously, you know, the NFLPA, they, you know, asked to do their research and what the Miami Dolphins did as far as their process. We'll see what they come out and say, but I like it from Tua. Show his grit and grind.
No, I think you're right. Hey, listen, I don't know exactly what happened, and I'm no doctor, and what would I know? I've never seen a dude suffer a back injury stumbling around like that before, so I really don't know what happened. But from your standpoint and the point that you make, if you're a Dolphin player or fan, you love the guy's heart, you love the guy's grit, but those rules were in place for a reason, so we come to find out. Let me ask you, Antoine, when you played for the Colts, you had some epic, epic battles with the Patriots. New England's 1-2 to start the year. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens going to Foxborough, they dropped 37 on the Pats. Like, I get that Lamar is playing out of his mind right now. I get that Bill Belichick is the GOAT. But without Tom Brady, have the Patriots become just another team?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can say whatever you want to say, but Tom Brady, you know, he brought something to that team. Obviously, he goes to Tampa Bay, he wins the Super Bowl, and he has them looking like a great organization. But, you know, get back with the New England, Tom Brady, he made that organization go. And not to take anything away from Bill Belichick, because he did as well, but as you know, the winning this league, you got to have a guy at that position. And, you know, even though, you know, Matt Jones, he's young in his career, Tom Brady was that guy. So when we used to go to New England, we knew we had to deal with number 12. So it's just it's a huge difference. It's a huge difference there now.
Antoine, that guy obviously is Lamar. Lamar's already won an MVP award. Lamar bet on himself, which I love. I mean, have you ever seen this guy play better than he is right now?
Man, he's playing lights out, and the prices are just going up week in and week out. Like you said, man, I love the fact that he bet on himself, man, and I'm enjoying each week that he goes out there and he proves to the Baltimore Ravens that whatever he's asking for, he's worth.
Antoine Bethea is joining us. You know, when you mentioned that you have to have that guy, you have to have that guy. Jimmy G has won a lot of games, right? He had them in the Super Bowl. We know this guy can win, but you ended your career in San Francisco. When they brought him back in, it seemed like the ultimate insurance policy. Then watching him last night, it's kind of hard for me to make that argument. Is Jimmy G, in your mind right now, is he that guy still? Or was he ever that guy, by the way, dude?
Nah. So I had this argument or this debate with my co-host Darius Butler. And Darius Butler, you know, he was standing on the table for Jimmy G to get him into Indy. And I just didn't think that Jimmy G was a guy. To your point, you know, his record as a starting quarterback in this league, leading the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl, is good. But to be that guy, man, has to be on a consistent basis, day in and day out. You know what you're going to get from your quarterback. And last night, man, it was not a good showing. It was not a good showing on Jimmy G's part. It wasn't a great showing for Russell Wilson's perspective either. But it's tough, man. And to your point, when Trey Lance got injured, I even say, I'm like, man, it's a great situation to be in that, you know, you have a guy like Jimmy G that can step in and can lead his team. But after last night's show, man, it was a rough one.
Antoine, what about Russ? You mentioned Russ. Like, Russ did not look great either. Far from it. He does not look like Russ so far. Is this just a matter of him being in a new situation, a new environment, a new everything? Or is this kind of who Russ is right now?
Man, I would love to say that it's the new system, a new situation. But if you look at last year when he was in Seattle, it wasn't the Russ we got. We grew accustomed to seeing. So at this point, if I had to say it, this might just be Russell Wilson right now. You know, we hate to see it, but it comes time for all players. And we just don't know when it's going to happen in our careers where it's just not the same like it used to be. And hopefully I'm wrong, but as of right now, man, it just looks like this is Russell Wilson.
Antoine Bethea joining us. Antoine, I'm really curious. Like, you make a really interesting point when you say, you know what, it happens to everybody. It happens to every player at some point in their career. Generally, when you look at your own career or Darius or anybody you know and respect, do the guys know and not want to admit it? Like, how do you process that? Did you know deep down, or because you need a certain mentality and mindset to get there, do you just put that out of your mind altogether?
I mean, we're all ultimate competitors, right? We're 1% to make it to this level, to make it to the NFL. But every guy knows when it's that time, right? You try to, you know, push it out maybe a year or two, but you know. And again, we're ultimate competitors. We never want to say, nah, I'm done. I'm not playing at the level that I once was. But I knew it in my career. That it was around the corner where, Twan, man, you're going to have to call it quits because you're used to playing at a level and you know yourself when you're harshest critic or you're your biggest critic, that when you're watching film, you're out there on the practice field or on, you know, playing a game. I'm not playing like I used to play. And it's just one of those things that you know. And when it happens, man, it's a tough pill to swallow.
Right. I appreciate that response. Antoine Bethea joining us for a few more moments. You played for the Giants, who are going to take on Dallas tonight, Monday Night Football. I know you're watching that one closely. Seems like new head coach Brian Daboll has won his first couple of games, but more importantly, kind of injected some positivity and energy in New York. It is a small sample size. Do you have a sense that the culture is starting to change there? And who do you like tonight? How are you going to play that one?
You hit it on the head, man. You always talk about when you see great teams, what do they have in common? It's about the culture, right? It's about the culture in the building, the coaches, the players, the continuity, man. And, you know, New York Giants, man, starting this season off 2-0. I'm not sure how many people had that. So going into this game tonight against the divisional rival, Dallas Cowboys, I got the Giants winning, man. Saquon Barkley, he's playing like, you know, the old Saquon, coming off, you know, a few years dealing with injuries. But I got the Giants winning, man. I got the Giants winning. I got them 3-0 in the division. Obviously, they'll be right up there with Philadelphia as, you know, two undefeated teams in the division.
Man, that would be a huge, huge win for them to go to 3-0. Hey, listen, when you and I mentioned Lamar Jackson betting on himself, you know, you come from a place of betting on yourself. You've written a book about this. Your personal mantra has always been bet on yourself. So many successful people have that mentality. What's it mean to you exactly, Antoine, to bet on yourself? And then how have you tried to maintain that mindset since your post-playing days started?
Man, When I think about bettering myself, it's like, man, regardless of what you throw at me, whatever you say at me, man, I'm a believe in me, right? I'm going to put all the chips on the table if it comes to Antoine Bethea. And again, that's what Lamar's doing. Like, you can say whatever you want to say that, you know, as far as him, he's not your traditional quarterback or he this in the playoffs. At the end of the day, he know he's a guy, right? And he sees what the other guys that plays his position in the league is getting. So he knows he should double down on that. So for me, man, that's kind of what I, you know, that's what I just think about when I'm thinking about betting on myself. And as far as me, you know, transitioning into an entrepreneur, again, I got to bet on myself. You know, it's some things that I haven't done majority of my life. I'm learning. I'm going through a process. But at the end of the day, I'm going to believe in myself, because if I don't believe in myself, who else will? So for me, man, bet on yourself. You got to do it early.
I love that. I did not mean to jump in, but I wanted to jump in and say how much I love that. He is the author of Bet on Yourself, Inside the Mind of the Ultimate Underdog, a 14-year NFL vet, a Super Bowl champ, a 3-time Pro Bowler, co-host also of the Man to Man podcast, Antoine Bethea, and a really good look, dude. You look great on video. Appreciate that. Tuan, thank you very much. Let's do it again soon.
No, appreciate it.
Love
you. Got to.
You too, man. Take care. I love that. Have you noticed we're trying to work in some Zoom shots now, and it looks great. Very happy about that. Antoine Bethea joining us and shooting straight. You know, that whole, here's the thing about new media. Guys who play the game, guys who are in media spots, guys who have platforms, it's great. It's great as long as you're using it authentically, legitimately, and not screaming just to scream and saying a bunch of junk just to say junk. But if you're coming from a place of credibility, I've been in that spot, I've played the game, I'm here to tell you how it is. I respect that. And Antoine's one of those guys. Darius is one of those guys. And this is why I mix them in. Good stuff. Antoine Bethea joining us. All right, your reaction to that. Coming up next hour, we talk college ball. Lance Leipold, the head coach of Kansas, has them 4-0. Improve fuel mileage now with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points. Fuel System Cleaner helps you get the most out of every gallon. Save money with gas-saving tips from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts or Shop.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up, not all beef jerky is the same. You should know this by now. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy, and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. So you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? All right, some injury updates for you. Normally not that interesting a thing necessarily, right? Actually, take that back. It is actually always interesting, because we're talking about key players, and we're not sure how long they'll be out. Tom Pelissero tweets, test confirmed. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones suffered a, quote, pretty severe high ankle sprain in Sunday's loss to the Ravens. Sources tell me and at Rap Sheet. The hope is Jones won't need surgery. Timetable still TBD, but hard to imagine he plays this week versus the Packers. All right, so again, what do I know? Watching what I was watching from where I was and seeing the kind of pain he was in, that did not look good at all, at all. And then the initial x-rays were negative, so there was a little bit of optimism. But I kept thinking, man, this dude looks like he's in a lot of pain, a lot of pain. So hopefully there's no fracture or shatter. Come to find out, they're concerned that it's a, quote, pretty severe high ankle sprain. We know how those go. That's a bad deal. A high ankle sprain can last a long time. So no timetable yet, according to Tom Pelissero, but hard to imagine he plays this week versus the Packers. Hard to see him playing this week against the Packers, and hard to see that being a good thing. Pelissero also tweeted, Mac Jones is getting a second opinion, so more will be known on the time frame soon. So there's that update. This is why I need the Pro Football Doc. We'll have him on our podcast. Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. He'll have takes. Also, the other thing, Tua. What about Tua? So Antoine Bethea made the point that, you know, seeing him stumble around, yeah, it seemed like maybe that might have been a shot to the head. Maybe. However, if you're a Dolphins fan or you're a Dolphins teammate or your management, you got to like his grit because he came back out. Not only came back out, but led them to a win. Fair enough. However, there is a protocol. There is a protocol in place. And this is why the NFLPA immediately investigated. How did that guy get back on the field? Why was he allowed to go back on the field? Personally, I don't know what it was. Again, I'm no doctor, and I'm just speculating. I've never had a concussion, not that I know of, although I think that I may have that one day I walked into the camera here in the studio. If I didn't have one then, I think I may have, because I don't think I was right for like a week after that. But I don't know, because I did not go into the protocol. There was no CBS Sports Radio protocol for that, because no idiot had ever walked right into the camera before. Actually, I think Hawk did once. In fact, we all have at some point. The best thing about the COVID-19 pandemic was they were no longer allowed in the studio, which lessened the chance of anybody going knucklehead like that. So, I don't really know. I have had my back lock up on me. That I have had. And I was not stumbling around when it happened. But I don't know. Here's how it sounded during the game yesterday.
And Tua getting up slow there. Oh, well, yeah.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Uh-oh. Defense number 58.
Tua is struggling.
15-yard penalty. First down.
Yeah, he got hit. Jimmy, he doesn't know where he is.
No,
he got
he
up staggered around.
He tried to get back to the huddle, but staggered and fell twice.
He shoved him late, and he went back and fell on his head. So
Milano
hits him.
Yeah.
After he throws it, he shoves him. I mean, he went to get up a couple of times and staggered around.
Yeah, it looked
help.
Like he hit the back of his head on the turf, Joe.
Yeah.
He was walking off. He's kind of being guided by it. He looks a little stronger than he was.
Tell you what, though, Jimmy.
They're taking him into the locker room, Joe. There's only 2 minutes.
Dolphins radio. So, I mean, they may be off. They might be wrong. But their immediate reaction was he hit his head. He doesn't know where he is. He's stumbling around. These aren't the types of things that you say about a guy with a back injury. So we'll wait and see. If you saw the play, Milano pushed him, and he went back, fell backwards, and banged his head off the turf. But I don't know. I'm just saying how it looked. Meantime, at Cameron Wolf tweets, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel said Tua's back and ankle are feeling sore, but still getting info from tests. McDaniel says it was not out of the norm of bumps and bruises that typically come after games, but he hasn't done a Thursday game with Tua yet to say he can definitely play. Yeah, okay, so his back and his ankle are tweaked. What about his dome? Is he not in concussion protocol? I mean, listen, I did say Mike McDaniel is pretty much my favorite human being right now. And no less so after an enormous win like that. But are you suggesting to me that the reason this guy was staggering around like he had done a pub crawl is because of his back and his ankle? I don't know. Again, I never ever visually want to indict a guy, especially from 3,000 miles away when I've got no medical background. But that did not look like a guy whose back froze up on him. We'll see. The NFLPA obviously has their questions. At Adam H. Beasley tweets, McDaniel on the NFLPA concussion inquiry, quote, I think this is the exact reason there are protocols in place. I was with a lot of people, I think. When you saw it, you assumed one thing. Right. We did. And so did the NFLPA, apparently. And Tua did come back in, though. Showed a lot of heart, showed a lot of grit. I mean, if you look at the numbers, there's no way Miami won that game. If you didn't watch the game and you looked at the numbers on paper, they got blown out. But they didn't. He made the plays he had to make late when he had to. So, did they let him back on the field when he should not have been back on the field? I don't know. We'll find out, though. Mason Knorr tweets, Romy, AB's microphone is so clear and crisp. For a second, I thought that you were a guest on his show. War guests that don't sound like they're talking through a drive-thru speaker. Man, that is so true. You know, that's the beauty of those Zoom calls. Not only do we have video that make it better for TV, but the sound quality on the audio is so crisp and clear that this guy thought that I was appearing on his show and not vice versa. Great, Rome. Why did you not do that sooner? Fair. I'll own that. But better late than never. It does sound great. And then this guy, talk about something jumping the weekend. Jimmy, James from Oregon, with his hilarious take last week, is now the GOAT of all callers. I'm still smiling. Hashtag self-gloss. Come on.
This is a shout-out to my boy Richie Bones in Buffalo, coming from AKA the Golden Ticket Teflon Don. Come on.
Scott from the 716. Scotty, there is no bigger fan of James from Portland than yours truly. But let's not get carried away, brah. He's not the GOAT. You probably have to win one smack off before you're considered truly great. I love the guy. He makes me laugh every single time. It was a hilarious take on the manual buzzer, but let's just ease up on calling this guy the GOAT.